What goes up also comes down. Crude oil, which has been trading sharply higher this year, plunged nearly 9% today, the sharpest one-day drop in more than 2 years. The price of a barrel dipped below $100 as economists voiced concerns about the direction of the U.S. economy. New jobless filings were up last week. Other commodities that have dipped in recent days are silver and gold. Retailers reported surging April revenue helped by a late Easter holiday, but some also warned high gas prices are starting to cut into the spending power of lower-income customers. Revenue at major retailers soared a better-than-expected 8.5% last month over April 2010. That's according to the International Council of Shopping Centers. Among those reporting strong revenue gains were Costco, Saks, and Nordstrom. But Target said it was disappointed with its revenue gains of 13%. And Gap went one step further, firing its design director, Patrick Robinson. Gap also issued a profit warning for the first quarter. Well, oil worries depressed markets today. The Dow declined 139 points, more than 1%, to close at 12,584. The Nasdaq settled at 2,812, down 16 points. And the S&P 500 lost 12 points, ending at 1,335. This week marks the one-year anniversary of what is now called the flash crash. On May 6th, the Dow Jones saw the largest one-day drop in its history, falling over 900 points in a matter of minutes. The market then rebounded to close down only 348 points. A committee of market experts set up in response to the crash blamed the sudden drop on high frequency and algorithmic trading. With us now is Felix Salmon, a financial blogger for Reuters. Felix, welcome back to the Financial 411.
Thank you.
A year ago, there were many theories floating around about what happened. A popular one was the fat finger, you know, trader hitting the wrong button. What do you think? Is that what happened? What did happen?
Well, it was a little bit like that. It was the right button, but it was a trader, a relatively small fund manager in the Midwest, decided it wanted to hedge some of its stock market exposure, and it decided to sell a whole bunch of stock market futures as part of a hedge. But when you put in a big order like that, you can say, listen, I want to buy them over a quarter of a period of time. And this period of time they asked to buy those futures for was quite short. And so that triggered a lot of people selling at the same time because they thought it looked a bit like panic selling or something. And then everyone started piling on, and then a lot of computers couldn't keep up, or specifically the exchanges couldn't keep up. Mm-hmm. So some of the stock market orders that people were going through, like some of the exchanges and the high frequency traders, it's interesting. It wasn't so much their fault that there was a flash crash. What was their fault? It's that they just went away. They saw all of this sudden volatility, and they said, oh, okay, this is not a normal market. There's something very weird going on here. They can go completely to cash in a fraction of a second, and that's exactly what they did. They just said, you know what, we're not getting involved here. So they weren't providing the liquidity that they often do. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, when you buy stocks, if you just, you know, go and call up your E-Trade account and buy some stocks, the chances are that you're going to buy that from a high-frequency trader. It's going to be on the other side of that trade.
Okay.
And so when all of those guys went away, suddenly there was no one to do the buying for the people who were doing the selling. And then you just saw this huge plunge. You saw some crazy prices, and it lasted a few minutes, and then it bounced back, as you said.
Okay, so now there's some preventative measures been put in place now, so that can't happen again, right?
Oh, you'd love to believe that, wouldn't you? No, of course. I mean, we saw it today with silver. You know, and oil and all manner of these commodities which are plunging today. The stock markets and markets in general are naturally volatile places. And if you're invested in markets, then you have to expect that crazy things are going to happen sometimes. It's always going to happen, and there is no real way of preventing it from happening. And honestly, I'm not even sure that there should be a way of preventing it from happening. This is a risk which people should know that they're running when they're invested in the market.
All right, Felix, you talked on your blog today about the big dip in oil prices today. And just to briefly, can you say who's responsible for this?
It's exactly the same people who are responsible for the flash crash. You know, this is markets. Well, okay, number one, there's no news. Let's be very clear about this. There's no particular reason why the market dropped today, or why it dropped as much as it did. It's certain that if you watch silver markets or oil markets or stock markets for long enough, that one day you're going to see a big fall, and then another day you're going to see a big rise. These things just happen, certainly, but randomly.
Felix.
And you know, maybe if someone did a big months-long investigation into the oil crash of
we're out of time. I'd love to talk about this all day, but we are out of time. Well, thanks, Felix. Felix Salmon is a financial blogger for Reuters. You've been listening to WNYC's Financial 411.